Elizabeth Warren calls for the firing of Postmaster General Louis DeJoy. By Hannah Blow on August 22, 2020. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, called for the firing of Postmaster General Louis DeJoy on Friday and suggested that members of the Board of Governors, which appointed DeJoy, should resign if they refuse to take the action. The USPS Board of Governors has a responsibility to serve the public interest. That means delivering the mail on time, not acting as accomplices for the Postmaster General's partisan sabotage, Warren wrote on Friday, echoing the accusations lodged by many of her progressive counterparts. If the board won't fire Louis DeJoy and reverse the damage, they should resign too, she added. DeJoy testified before the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee on Friday and assured lawmakers that he remains extremely, highly confident that the United States Postal Service, USPS, will be able to deliver mail-in ballots in a timely manner. His assurance followed a previous warning from the financially strained institution, warning 46 states and D.C. that it may not be able to deliver ballots, particularly those sent close to their respective deadlines, on time. However, DeJoy also said it is outrageous for Democrats to suggest that he is engaging in an elaborate scheme to rig the election against Joe Biden, D. There has been no changes to any policies with regard to election mail, he told the Senate panel, adding that USPS is fully capable and committed to delivering the nation's election mail fully and on time. DeJoy faced uproar from Democrats after announcing operational changes to USPS, which continues to face serious financial strain. However, the Postmaster General announced that those changes will not occur until after the election to avoid even the appearance of any impact on election mail. Despite that, six states, led by Pennsylvania, are suing USPS over the forthcoming operational changes, claiming that they harmed the ability of states to conduct free and fair elections. I recognize that it has become impossible to separate the necessary long-term reform efforts we will need to undertake from the broader political environment surrounding the election, DeJoy told lawmakers on Friday, emphasizing that he does not want to pursue any immediate efforts that might be utilized to tarnish the Postal Service brand, particularly as it relates to our role in the democratic process.